AJ, Bridge and Spider.
For breakfast.
Welcome to the AJ, Bridge and Spider podcast with regular contributors, the PM.
I like sport, but I don't like people, so I don't like going along and having to touch members of the public.
Oh, yeah.
Akmal Saleh.
You know, him and my wife went into the bedroom with a spanner and I sat down and watched Netflix.
Donald Trump.
Good morning, Gold Coast. My favorite kind of coast, believe me.
Funny man, Greg Sullivan.
I'm aiming to leave behind morbidly obese. And just go for obese.
Look out, overweight, here I come.
And everybody's favourite, Ed Cavalli.
And I remember that in 1832, I've heard that tape, and the secret sound was the sound of a chimney sweep falling out of a chimney.
Yeah. So sit back on the leather lazy boy recliner, grab a mocha, and enjoy the ride. It's AJ, Bridge and Spider's podcast.
We love this man because he is such a big character on a TV show that we've loved for years, Bridge.
Oh, yes. It's Brady from Kath and Kim. Don't you hate that? No one knows it's you as not, Peter.
It's not my name, right? Let it go. It's been too long.
This is hard, and this is the double-edged sword that is being a very good comedian and a very good character actor, is that if you're too good, people have grandeur of delusions that you are actually Brady. You get this, don't you? People call you Brett more than they do Peter.
Oh, without doubt. I get that three-quarters of the time I'm Brett, quarter of the time I'm Peter. And when I came into the jungle, I was Ron for a while. So
yeah.
I got a Ron action, which was nice. I got a bit, but now it seems to have reset itself back to Brett. But walking around with Glenn Robbins, you get, hey, here's Russell Coit. He gets some real big ones.
Yeah.
He just blows me out of the water.
But have you ever used it to your advantage?
What do you mean? If I, if
well, not you can open a bank account.
Oh,
mate, well, I didn't want to go down that path, but if you want to talk us through it. Open a bank account under Brett and say, oh, he no longer lives here. Gets a parking fine. No longer lives here.
I'm going to use that. Thank you. That's excellent.
Now, what about also, and, you know, when everyone asked you to do it on I'm a Celeb, Get Me Out of Here, I was cringing. I'm like, oh, you must be so sick of this too. Doing your ET move where you blow your belly out and you do the ET. Are you over that? Do you just want to say enough?
See,
no.
Comes a time where you want to keep your shirt on. No, you go over 50 and go, it's not a great look anyway, let alone puffing the gut out. But look, it's been a very sort of people love it still. It's like my nips are getting bigger. People request it when I'm doing live. You know, do ET, and oh god, I'm sick of playing that song. You can't play it a different way. You have to do it the same way every time.
And
it's tough. But anyway, it's a nice thing to be known for.
Yeah, it is. And another thing, like out of all the airlines, you're an ambassador for Jetstar. Look.
Yes.
It's always good to be cheap and easy and quick and nice, isn't it? The easiest way to travel.
Yeah, it is nice. You want to get there quick and sore. So you don't
squeeze into a
no,
seat.
No, you don't. See, over 55s, this is an interesting competition. I can't believe I'm doing an over 55 competition. It's killing me. But so at my age, our generation of kids come a bit later, so we get hit up for cash all the time. So, you know, hey, Dad, I'm paying rego, bang, you pay for your kids, your school stuff, still paying school fees, and you're so cash poor. So Jetstar have stepped in and done this golden grammars thing. So you've got to four destinations over a year, but the catch is you've got to be somehow, you know, social media savvy. For the over 55s, it's a massive call. So you've got to get suddenly on Insta or Facebook and go to hashtag golden grammars, get it? Grammars, as in,
right.
You know,
yeah.
In grammars, you know, find someone you like traveling with. Hit them up, you know, do a video of yourselves. It's the reason why you should go on the holiday, get involved in the comp, post it, and away you go. You could be a lucky winner.
Well, hang on. It's over 55s.
Yeah.
How are they going to take a video of themselves? Wouldn't it be better just to write a letter?
I know. Get their calligraphy set out. Just fancy writing.
Now, speaking of the over 55s, look, I'm not particularly putting yourself in that category, Pete.
No, I'm there.
Slash Brett. Slash Ron. But, slash ET. But I do want to know, when you get asked to take your shirt off, you said your nips are getting bigger. That's a good song Cold Chisel should write about. But what else for you, now that you're older, that you just go, oh, no, it's all a changing? What's different?
Oh, I stood on my scrotum today. That's not fair.
Still got it.
I can't say that. Still got one. Yeah.
It's always been wrinkly.
Great news.
No matter how much moisturiser you put on it.
Yeah.
That's Don't always looked like an old man.
Don't steam press it, it kills.
What else have you noticed?
No hair growing out of any spots?
Yeah, full on out of my nose and ears. That's totally cool. I went to a barber recently, and he set it on fire. He got like some cotton wool with some alcohol in it, and he'd set fire to the ear hair.
That's backburning, isn't it? Eh?
It just crackles, and you wow!
Imagine if they tried that with Johnny Howard's eyebrows.
Black Saturday, not good.
Hey, Pete, talking about that, imagine like you are, you know, you're married, but you know, at 55, if you had to go back on the dating site, would it be tough? You reckon out there?
That'd be hard. But maybe, I don't know. I feel I've never been on Tinder or Grindr or any of those things.
Grindr?
Yeah.
You obviously don't know what they're about if you're talking about Grindr.
Giving yourself away.
Do you want me to say it again? Grindr. Well, it sounds wrong, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's just a brand of coffee. Don't worry about it.
Yes, it is. Oh, okay, good.
Get on it. Yeah, check out.
I'm going to get on that Grindr this afternoon.
Okay.
Might have a few. Should check me up.
Okay. Well, we'll leave you to it. We'll leave you to that. Pete Rosethorn, get on board. Jetstar, check out their website. But, Pete, I know you're going to be up this way doing some comedy shows, but we'll check out.
Sure.
You'll let us know when so we can give that a good plug as well.
Oh, I can't wait to talk to you again, guys. Thanks a lot for having me. I appreciate it.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.